New Zealand time. Now, a law change might be coming that makes it easier to get rid of poor workers, but the twist is it's aimed at the highly paid. Now, the change would allow companies to exclude the right for an employee to file a personal grievance if they were rolled out the door. This would apply to workers earning $150,000 or more. So what's driving this? Is it a good idea? The chair of the think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, Roger Partridge, is with us on this. Roger, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You like the idea?
I do like the idea. Flexibility in labour markets is an important thing if we want to have a productive economy.
Why this particular twist? I mean, we can't be dealing with that many people earning $150,000 and then, having earned that, they'd have to be useless.
Well, we have complex protections in our employment laws that mean ordinary low-paid workers can't be dismissed arbitrarily by employers. They've got to go through due process. And if they get it wrong, the employee can bring a personal grievance claim and claim that they've been unjustifiably dismissed. Those protections were extended about 20 or so years ago to all employees, and so they capture senior employees as well. And that's not a good thing, because what we don't want in our companies is to have C-grade senior managers running companies. Their performance might not be so bad that they can be dismissed, but it might be holding the company back. And ironically, if you've got a C-grade manager not doing a great job, that could be putting at risk the jobs of the low-paid, vulnerable workers the laws aim to protect. Yep. So the proposal is to get rid of that problem.
Isn't the problem, though, they have to agree to this? And why would they agree? Because in my experience, all the useless people in the workplace don't agree to anything because they know they're useless and they would get rolled out the door.
Well, that is an issue. It's not the approach taken in Australia, which has a similar sort of provision. The provision in Australia just simply kicks in. If you earn over 140,000 Australian, you're not subject to the protections of the personal grievance procedures. What the drafters have done here is make it a requirement that the contracting out effectively has to be agreed to by the parties. And I guess what will happen is that employers will say, well, if you want this job, this senior management job, you've got to contract out and you've got to sort of live or die by your performance.
At this level, though, doesn't it say something about the employer? If you've got somebody in your ranks that you're paying big money to and in charge of in a department or people, that there's something about your performance that you've appointed this person that you've now got trouble with.
Well, every employer, it's a tight labour market, and so you don't necessarily get the choice that you might want in a weaker labour market. And all employers make mistakes when they take on people. We're pretty good at, when we're applying for jobs, is pointing out our strengths and hiding our weaknesses. And so you can take on somebody who's just not as good as they say they are. Conversely, they could go off the boil. I mean, that could happen to any one of us.
That is true, Roger. Appreciate your time. Roger Partridge, who is the chair of the New Zealand Initiative. I think anyone who works in a workplace knows full well that the labour laws in this country are too tight and that it is too hard to get rid of hopeless people. 19 away from 7. Hosking. Joe Biden.